Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are doing the Not In Tournament, Tournament of 32 bourbon slash whiskey slash whatever we put on these lists, I guess is the best way of putting it.
Not vodka, though.
Not vodka. That's true. All right.
Non-clear. Non-clear.
So, first of all, I need to introduce our special guest. Our host for the tournament is Dynasty Epoxy, and we have the, I'm going to call them the Double Trouble, Phil and Seth. How are we doing, fellas?
Doing well.
Doing well tonight.
Doing well.
They even sound alike. That's
we're taking
freaky.
Turns trying to peck the mic.
Yeah, we're both coming in at it.
Coming in hot. All right. Anyway, so what we decided to do was instead of our normal tournament of 64 whiskeys, we decided that what we were going to do is we were actually going to blind all 32 bourbons that we decide that we're going to put into the tournament today. We're going to let you, as the fans of the show, fill out a bracket, and then whoever scores the most points, you know, 1 point for the first round, 2 points for the second, whatever we decide, then at the end of the bracket, if whoever has the most points based on us blinding them and whoever wins will win a prize packet. So you have to be 21 to enter and to receive the, I guess you can be under 21 and enter. You just won't get the booze if you win. Does that sound fair?
No booze for underage.
No booze for anybody under 21.
Yeah, we'll keep it.
That's right. We'll give it to charity or something if you win and you're under 21.
Then why am I allowed on this podcast?
Man, dude, stop this. You've done this too many times.
Can I change my name to Charity then?
Scott Minton, open the door right now. That's right. The ABC's coming in. Anyway, so we kind of put this into four categories. So we're going to have eight bottles in each category. Jared, do you want to go through these categories for us, big dog?
I can.
All right, let's roll.
First category is bottled and bond / 100 proof. All right. Our stuff is, that's 100 proof is bottled and bond, but it doesn't have to be.
Cool.
Then we've got the under 100 proof / finished. We're looping most of the finished stuff into that category.
Right.
And then we've got the over 100 proof category. Any of your barrel proofs, your cask strength, or just anything generally over 100 proof. And then we've got our not bourbon category, which is literally anything that isn't bourbon.
Fair enough. All right. So let's shoot through these categories, and we will kind of try to narrow them down to eight. So Jared, who's taking notes? Are you taking notes today, bud? All right. He's got the pen. He's got the magic pen. So, all right. Good deal. So, let's start with Bottled and Bond, Johnny Tsunami, Barbara. We'll go to you first. We're going to see which ones of these do you think make it to the list, don't make it to the list. I'm going to go through the list real quick. Or do the Double Trouble want to do the list?
I'll jump in on it.
All right,
I'll jump in on it.
So we got the Bottles and Bonds. Let's go through. There's roughly, 14 bottles here in this? So go through those, and then we'll decide what goes and what stays.
All right. First up, you got Bardstown Bottled and Bond.
That's going to be the Willet one.
Yep. Yes, correct. And then you got Bardstown Origins Bottled and Bond, Benchmark Bonded, Cooper's Craft 100, Early Times Bottled and Bond, Evan Williams Bottled and Bond, Four Roses Single Barrel 100 Proof, the Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond, Jack Daniels Bonded, JTS Brown Bottled and Bond. Man, there's a lot of Bottled and Bond in here. Oh, that's what the category is. Duh. Just kidding.
Duh.
Why don't you guys shorten that to like some kind of easy acronym like BB?
We usually B-I-B. It's usually BIB, but yeah, BIB. Yeah. So, but
I'm not the bourbon guy, yeah. So I'm just questioning.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
No, that's fair.
It's usually
that's a good
BIB.
Question.
Knob Creek Select, which is the 9 year 100 proof. OFO 100, OFO 1897, O Grandad Bottled and Bond, Starlight Bottled and Bond, Wilderness Trail Bottled and Bond, and last but not least, Knob Creek 12-year. Okay, so we're going to automatically have to get rid of one of the Knob Creeks, one of
Knob
the
Creek 12.
Foresters, absolutely. You know, things to that nature. So let's start with those. So O Forester 100 or O Forester 1897. So because these are supposed to be everyday shelfers, I think 1897 is an everyday shelfer, right?
Agreed.
But
yeah.
it's a $65 bottle. So let's keep the $21.99 to $24.99 OPFA 100 in there. What do you all think?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I'm fine.
I mean, but it says bottle and bond in it, though.
Get over yourself, Jared.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's stick with OVO 100. All right, so scratch off 1897. All right, now we're going to go through, what's the other one? Knob Creek 12 and Knob Creek 9. So
I'd rather keep the 9-year.
Yeah.
So I would say the 9-year is more readily available. So I think that's the safe bet.
Most people are going to buy a 9 versus a 12.
Yeah, I would agree. Very true. Yeah. Well, I think price point, and then it's just more readily available. So I just think that makes sense.
I think you lose so much on the 12.
I think you do. So, all right. So we're going to scratch off that one. That was easy. All right. Now we go to the hard stuff. So Bardstown, Bottle and Bond, Bardstown Origins Bottle and Bond. So Bardstown Origins is the Bottle and Bond that's released by Bardstown Bourbon Company, whereas Bardstown Bottled and Bond is actually the Willett label. So I'll be honest with you, I don't have a strong feeling about either one of these. I think, in my humble opinion, even though it's going to be probably the most expensive bottle in the series, I really want to keep Bardstown Discovery, which is the over 100 proof or in that barrel strength category. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with eliminating both of these, but does anybody have a strong, passionate reason why we would keep one?
No, I think I was actually the one that did it, and I'm fine if we need to annex it.
I had the Origins on mine because I do like it. Yeah, it's just
It's a perfectly good product, right?
I don't like the Willett one.
I think they'll both blind well. Actually, I mean the Bardstown Bottle and Bond, the Willett product's not bad. It's so much better than the pot still. I mean, it's 100 times better than the pot still.
That's not even a comparison.
But that being said, I really don't. Neither one of those bottles are like super passionate level for me. So I'm okay with eliminating both of those, and that makes our life a little bit easier. All right.
Any opposed?
It doesn't sound like anybody's opposing. Nope. All right, now we got Benchmark Bonded Cooper's Craft 100. Is one of these that we just, where are we at? Come on.
I think they're both really good pours. I think they would stand up to anything else. I would say at least keep one of them.
I'd say keep Cooper's.
Cooper's Craft?
I'm with the Cooper's.
Reasons. I like the Cooper's. My husband likes the Cooper's. And I think it's just an easy, easy pour.
Yep.
I think out of those two, it has more flavor to me.
Agreed.
All right.
Agreed.
Cooper stays. All right. I'd be honest with you. The next kind of three or four, I could see all of them staying, but I could also see one of them going potentially.
The ET Bottled and Bond, that's what kind of got me into bourbon. I'm voting for it.
Yeah, I think Early Times Bottled and Bond should stay. I think, for one, it keeps you in that kind of same product category as, you know, the Knob Creek, but a different flavor profile. Evan Williams Bottled and Bond, I think, is probably one of the best bottled and bonds on the market. So I think it needs to stay. The only one, and only because of price point, is maybe Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. But also, Four Roses Single Barrel is not necessarily cheapest either.
I'd say both those are right about the same price
point. They're both in that, that $40, $35 to $40 range. So we can always revisit those and come on down.
Jack Daniel's Bonded is good.
It's delicious. I actually did a blind of all bottled in bonds not that long ago, and Jack Daniel's came in second behind Evan Williams.
Yeah.
So I was kind of shocked by that. So that being said, I mean, I'm okay with either or. Just want to make sure, you know, we're all kind of in agreement as far as where we sit. Old Granddad Bottled in Bond, I think it has to stay. I mean, I think that's
even an option.
It is such an awesome pour.
I mean, do you want that, or what about Old Granddad 114?
So I'm okay with both
of them.
I'm okay with both of those things. I think they're both totally unique pours. They're different. You know, but that's just
readily available. Also.
They're both very readily available. So, all right, Starlight Wilderness Trail.
I would almost take the Starlight off if we're having the Starlight on there. It's not the strongest product that they have to me is their
bottle
and bond.
I think that we can do Starlight in another category better than in this bottle and bond.
Yeah, I think in maybe the finished or that barrel strength.
Exactly.
I think we got a better chance of them finding something that's going to go far in that.
I agree.
All right, so let's do that. Scratch that one off. We'll keep Wilderness Trail. All right, so that being said, we go back through. We've got Evan Williams, Early Time. How many we got, Jared? Five?
And we excluding Evan Williams and Early Times and those stuff, we have five right now that we confirmed on.
So what are the five we've confirmed so far?
Cooper's, Knob Creek 9, Old Foe 100, Old Granddad Bottle and Bond, and Wilderness Trail.
Okay. All right. So that's really where we get to. We got to go back to the nitty gritty then on that. So JTS Brown and Bottle and Bond. I mean, dude, how do you leave that off?
Oh, I prefer Jack Daniel's Bonded versus it.
I'm going to agree with Carl on that one.
Ooh.
I'm going to disagree. Yeah. I'm going to say I'm in the JTS Brown category.
Yeah, I'm going to keep with the JTS.
I love them both for completely different,
completely different reasons. 100%.
That's part of it. But
so JTS Brown A is like, I mean, it's like almost like a cocktail staple in parts of the country.
And it has an iconic label.
Yes, it does. You know,
it's much cheaper than the Bonded.
It is much cheaper than Jack Daniel's Bonded. Much cheaper. I mean, it's probably $14. Jack Daniel's Bonded's in the $30 range.
I got it for $27.
Okay, 27, 30. Wow, are we nitpicking here, dog?
Yes.
Is this a unicorn?
This is the NIT.
You just destroyed your argument, Scott.
We have to be nitpicky, Scott. This is the NIT, damn it.
That is true. So,
right.
So, Evan Williams, early times. Let's add those, okay? And then we're going to have, add those, both those, and then we're going to have to eliminate something, right?
Like, well, that puts us to 8 right there.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. So, and even if you... Like, maybe you take Knob Creek 9 years
off. I
only
count 7.
No, we only have 7.
Okay.
So, Evan Williams, go back through them, Jared.
So, we have Cooper's Craft 100, Early Times Bottled and Bond, Evan Williams Bottled and Bond, Knob Creek 9 year, Olfo 100, Old Granddad, and Wilderness Trail. The ones we can decide between are Four Roses, Heaven Hill, Jack Daniel's Bonded, and JTS.
Okay. I'm going to say we need to keep Four Roses because I don't think you get them in this bracket any other way, because trying to find, unless you somehow magically put them in the under 100 proof and do like small batch select or something like that.
Small batch select I think is over 100. It'd be the regular small batch.
Okay, yeah, but that's my point. Like, I don't, yeah. I think this is the best bottle they represent that we're going to be able to readily find on a shelf anywhere.
It also gives you a higher price point.
It
if
does
that brings you anything.
Yeah,
between that and Wilderness Trail, probably the two highest priced.
Yep.
Bottles
probably
in that list.
And I think JTS Brown has to go on there. I think, honestly, when you start thinking about over 100 proof, to me, Knob Creek single barrel, I mean, that's 120 proof. It's a perfectly great pour. I don't see why we would knock, why we wouldn't knock off Knob Creek 9 year. Anybody have any objections to that?
I don't think anybody's going to have an objection to that.
No, I think that's perfectly honest.
All right, so knock off Knob Creek and add the Four Roses single barrel and the JTS Brown Bottled and Bond. Where are we sitting at now?
8.
That is 8.
That's right now, at 8.
Do you want to revisit the discussion between JTS and Jack Daniel's Bonded? Or do you, I mean, I know. I love them both. I can't.
I'd be honest with you. If I was going to move Jack Daniel's in, the only thing I would move out would be Early Times, and it's only because I feel like it's a little less quality of a product since it moved to the Sazerac line from the Brown-Forman line. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I was Early Times pre, 2023 mm-hmm. or 2022, that was Brown-Forman. Those things are fantastic. The newer ones to me, although they're still good, it's not the same pour.
And we can also get Jack Daniel's with the single barrel strength probably later. There's a good chance of that.
So that's my point. Like, what do you do? Which one do you keep? Which one do you not
I know
keep?
The one... There's a lot of Jack Daniel's in the non-bourbon category also.
So do we want to leave Jack Daniel's Bonded off?
I'm fine with
that. We can leave it off. I had it on there, but
I think it's a fantastic pour. Like I told you, when I blinded all the bottles in Bond or Bonded, it came in second. I mean, out of the 8 or 10 bottles that I blinded.
Yeah, I think that was a good showing in the category, so we're good.
So, all right, so we're going to leave that off. So we've got 8 there.
Yep, we got them.
Category's done. Under 100 proof and finished bourbon / rise.
This is going to be the large one.
It is the large one.
It is the large one.
To me, there's 2 or 3 that are just givens. Like, they have to be in there. I think you have to go Buffalo Trace. I think you have to have what? Yeah. I mean, it's the largest, most popular, prestigious bourbon company that people get a hard on over.
That's what makes me want to take it off.
That's what makes you want to take it off. See, that's
I'm with him.
Listen, So
I think it's overrated.
So that's fine. Listen, we'll revisit it. Okay, so we're talking finished and under 100 proof. Mm-hmm. 1910 Woodford Double Oak have to be on here.
I would
absolutely
say, and the only reason I'm going to say this, if we choose both, that's going to be a tough one for anybody else.
I got 99 problems, dog.
I could choose those two. Woodford Double Oaked.
Woodford Double Oak versus 1910, Old Forester 1910. They're both toasted products. They're both technically Brown Forman. So, I mean, you could eliminate one, but I just think that's not a good idea. I think they're both.
No, I
because
think
Woodford
they both
went
need to be there.
Really far last year in the
tournament
of 64.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So,
I think Woodford and 1910 definitely need to still be in there.
100%. All right, so those are going to stay.
Do we want to make a decision? Should we include a Starlight product in this section? And if so, which one? And go ahead and get that out of the way now.
Ooh.
or do you want to wait?
I mean, I could see, I mean, Starlight's getting so readily available. I think you could theoretically throw them in the barrel strength over 100, you know, any of their single barrels. But if you want to do a finished, I mean, to me, there's not many that are better than VDN. That's fairly readily available.
Yeah.
It's either VDN or Honey to me.
Honey. Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Which I love VDN, don't get me wrong.
Right.
I want to throw them in the mix simply for the fact that they're banging it. I mean, as a company,
yeah.
For them to come where they have come from.
Right.
Like,
I mean, there's a winery, yeah. Right? Yeah. No, I get it.
Powerful stuff to me.
What I said. I think they definitely need to be in. I just, my thing is what do you choose? I'm a VDN fan. The honeys to me are overdone. VDN is a rare, like, thing. It's good. You can still find them out in the market. They've released them all over the country where they actually are distributed.
I feel like the honey's just more of a popular seller than the VDN.
Right.
Like, the more into bourbon and whiskeys you are, I think you can pick up and like the VDN more. But that doesn't mean the honey's not really good. It's just, I think it's just the sweetness sometimes is just off-putting for you.
Yeah, that or the maple syrup. I think both of them sometimes are a little sweet. I also think they might stand out too much.
I'm not going to lie. I think there's a lot of heavy hitters in the over 100 section. I mean, you got Rare Breed. You got 1920 we could possibly put in there. You got JD.
Did you like the cigar batch?
I mean,
so I think, A, you would immediately know what it was. So regardless if you blinded or not, you know what it is, right?
Absolutely.
So I don't think that you can put that in there. A lot of these other finished products that we have listed that are possible, you know, finishes, I think won't stand out as much as an embryonic cask would. I think you would agree if you've tried that at all.
Absolutely.
The sherry barrels? Nobody here is a fan of that?
It's not that I'm not a fan of it. Right. I also think sherry and port stand out a lot of times.
Well, and they're not as necessarily as readily available.
That's true. That's true.
Especially, and that's one thing that we were looking at.
But VDN's probably less readily available than the honeys or the maples.
True.
So, but
I
think both of those, like when I try those maples, it's pancakes, right? Like I can taste the maple syrup. I can almost always get there. So
I'm like having like flashbacks of last year when we were trying to decide between the VDN and the honey again.
Did we do that last year?
No, it was so the Ambriana versus VDN last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was the Ambriana versus VDN.
So
still, it was like the same conversation trying to figure out.
Let's do Starlight. Let's do VDN on this one, and we'll just go ahead and put it in there, mark it in, and then I'll bring over a bottle, or if assuming you
have one. We probably have one somewhere.
That's fair.
I have a crack.
I'm saying I guarantee I've got one because
I'm sure we do.
All right, so now we've got a whole bunch of other things.
Can we take off the other Old Foresters if we're going to keep 1910?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's
idea.
Prudent. Yep, just go ahead and rock off 86.
And I'm taking the Starlight Double Oaked off since we've already got the VDN on there.
Gotcha.
I think that's a fair point.
All right. Peerless Double Oak. I don't think you can.
$100 bottle to begin with.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
And it's not the most common.
No, it's not as necessarily common. It is a good pour, but it is a little bit higher on price range.
So let's scratch that one.
Yeah.
We've not had any Wild Turkey.
I'm just going to make the argument
to be fair, Russell's Wild Turkey under 100 is good. But not that good.
Russell's Reserve 10-year, I think, deserves a spot.
Okay, that's fair. I forgot that is 90 proof.
I think that was even one of our
that was white label,
For the value, that's one of the best bourbons.
Oh, it's wonderful for the value.
For that price.
Okay, so let's go that one. That one stays. All right, so where are we at now? We got four. Okay, so I'm going to run through the rest of them really, really quickly. All right, 1792 Small Batch, Angel's Envy, Bourbon or Rye, Barrel Dovetail, Benchmark Top Floor, Blade and Bowl, Buffalo Trace, Elijah Craig Small Batch, which I think has to be in there, Evan Williams Single Barrel in 1783, Ezra Brooks 99, Four Roses Small Batch, Jim Beam, and Makers 46.
Can we real quick, what are we striving to get with the out of these last four in this section? Are you wanting value? Are you wanting the best bourbon? Are you wanting?
I want the best bourbon. And the reason I want what we think will show up the best. And the only reason being is because I think that's what's going to make this great, right? Like, I don't think we want to put anything in that, like, just to put something in.
I agree with you, but Elijah Craig Small Batch, while they are good, I feel like there could be some other ones on here that we've already either A, already scratched off, or B, are still on here that are better than it.
Okay.
And I know we need Heaven Hill should deserve representation, but I just want to make sure that we're clear on where we're going.
I mean, let's be honest. Heaven Hill is represented already with JTS Brown Bottled and Bond. It's also represented with
shit. You're right there. Yeah, so I forgot about that one.
There's a lot of Heaven Hill products already in here. So
can we just take off one of my picks? The sure. Ezra 90.
Yes.
Ezra Brooks 99. Okay,
take that. Too. Scratch it. All right.
Take Blade Jim Bow. Beam off there too.
Yep.
We'll get probably a Knob Creek.
Anybody leaving on Blade and Bow?
No. I just
that was.
I think if we have to narrow things down, that is an easy one to get rid of. What do you think?
I like the name more than I do the bourbon. So,
I mean, the price point's a little higher. It's out there, but
I think Barrel Dovetail's the same way. It's a little bit higher on the on the price point. It does give you another finished product.
Benchmark, can we take it? If we're going to have Buffalo Trace, let's not have Benchmark because. Very similar mash bills, very similar taste.
It's the exact same mash bill.
And I think Buffalo Trace needs to be one that's glued in. I think I agree with you, Scott, from what you said earlier.
All right, Buffalo Trace is in.
What about Makers 46 and Makers? If you're going
to, I think
those
you have
two.
To have a Makers, right? Yeah,
I'll go Makers 46 versus just plain Makers.
I agree.
Agreed.
Or what about the cast strength in another in the over 100 section?
Ooh, the Makers 46 cast strength. Ooh,
that's a good one.
That's sherry.
Is that very readily available?
Yeah, it's fairly readily available. Yeah.
It's also sherry finished.
They also have the French double oak one, too. Yeah. But
so we're taking off Makers regular?
I would say so. If you guys think Makers 46 is the route.
46 is better than the...
We might add something else.
46 or 46 cast strength in the next...
Let's just put 46 for right now. Okay. If we get to 8 and we still are looking at something that makes sense, we can always move around, right?
So we have Michter's Small Batch.
Michter's Small Batch. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to push hard for probably Michter's either American Whiskey or Michter's Rye in one of those non-bourbon categories.
Yeah, I think that's probably sort of where I was going.
So that being said, I mean, I'm okay with letting Michter's Small Batch go.
I'm fine with that.
Bring it on.
I think also we need to really, really look heavily back at those Evan Williams pours and then also Angel's Envy.
Okay. My one caveat with the Evan Williams single barrel is you can only get that in Kentucky now. They stopped distribution outside of Kentucky.
Fair.
So it's a great pour. I love it. I have a couple bottles at my house. But nationally, you cannot get it.
Okay.
1783 is a really good pour for the price.
Yep.
We do have the Evan Williams Bottle and Bond in the Bottle and Bond section if you're worried about representation.
I think we probably both of them off then. I don't think that we have to have them in there.
And
right?
What about 1783? What about 1792 Small Batch? I love it.
I love
it.
It
is
that one.
Like a $30 bottle.
So this is where the debate comes in for me, right? So I think if you add 1792 Small Batch, that's fine. I think that makes more sense than if we tried to add 1792 in the over 100 category. And the only reason I say that is because 1792 foolproof is harder to find than regular 1792. I don't think it's as readily available.
I don't think it is either. And okay. I think the Small Batch is delicious for what it is.
Absolutely.
So 1792 Small Batch is in.
What about
Angel's Envy or Angel's Envy Rye? One of those have to go.
Rye.
The rye has to go?
No, I think the rye stays.
I think the rye stays.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think the only reason they're in this category is because they're both finished. One's a port, one's rum. So
I think the regular Angel's Envy is overdone.
Gotcha.
Agreed.
We could throw the rye into the non-bourbon. That
is going to be a powerhouse of a category.
Yeah, that's
going
to be a powerhouse. I don't think that's going to... I think it's going to probably need to stay in that finished.
Yep, let's leave it in there. Angels of your eye. All right, what are we at? We at 8? We're at 8? Okay, but way to be on mic. I really appreciate that, Jared.
Sorry.
Okay, which ones do we have then?
All right.
I have on my list Makers 46, Buffalo Trace, Angels Envy Rye, 1792 Small Batch. Yes, I went out of order. I'm very sorry. Old Forester 1910, Russell's Reserve 10-Year, Starlight VDN, Woodford Double Oaked.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we got rid of...
Yes.
So we got rid of the Elijah
Craig. For all those listeners that are struggling with order of things right now, you know, I apologize on behalf of Nitwit over here. That was very confusing. For me to try to keep up, and I know that others may have experienced that slight discomfort, so.
Absolutely.
1792 Small Batch.
Oh, Jared, stop it.
Where'd you go to high school? Anywhere. All right,
I go to high school?
Was it New Wash?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, we all went to a private school.
They're all Providence kids. Catholic education pays.
I was public school before then.
All right. Anyway.
All right.
Now to the powerhouse category. And the only reason I say powerhouse is because, dude, there's so much stuff in here that I love. So much stuff that I
like.
Can
we just add disco right off the bat, please?
Yeah, I think it's a must. It's going to be by far the most expensive bottle. But for one, A, I want to blind it and see how well it blinds against everything else. I'm going to probably bring my Discovery Batch 6, which is one of the better ones.
I mean, that's like cheating. I mean, you're bringing the best one.
Four is probably the best. Four and five are fantastic. Six is good.
Okay, as the Wild Turkey guy, real quick.
Rare Breed has to go in.
Yeah, okay, I was just, because it's between 101 and Rare Breed, I'm going to say Rare Breed all day long.
Yeah, I think Rare Breed
all goes in. Even though it's
this is going to be the most expensive. This is going to be the most expensive category. There's just no ifs or ands or buts about it. Nope. So we got Bardstown in, we got Rare Breed in, right?
I mean,
Knob Creek 120 has to go in.
How can you not say no to JD Barrel Strength?
I mean, so JD Barrel Strength is good.
I agree.
It's expensive. Is it readily available? How many, like...
I feel like any liquor store... I feel like all the liquor stores I walk into it at least has a bottle or two, but...
I don't know. I mean, I'm talking... I mean, because I want everybody that listens to the show to be able to get it. So
yeah.
I think we are spoiled here in some capacity.
That's true. You make a valid point.
So that's where I fall, and I might be completely off.
We can turn back to that one.
I'm jumping, but Old Granddad 114 is pretty readily available, and it's a strong core.
I think it definitely stays in.
So absolutely.
Can we take Foolproof, Benchmark Foolproof off?
Yes, agreed.
I know it's Stagg Jr. Younger, and I love it. Don't go wrong, but there's so many other better ones on this list.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right, so did you get Knob Creek? It's staying. Old Granddad 114 staying.
We can also take...
The Rebel
one's a tough one for me after our pick.
So Rebel Cash Strength, I mean, they are way more readily available than what they have been. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to that being on there. I'd be honest with you, I kind of like to get Chattanooga in there. I think it will knock some stuff off that people aren't.
I love the 111 proof.
I think the 111s are delicious.
I think that one definitely needs
to
stay.
And it's a reasonably priced bottle.
So
yeah, absolutely.
I think then what you come back to is, do you add another Old Foe? Like, we've got an Old Foe in every category so far. I think we're going to have one in the next category.
Yeah.
Can we have one without it, please?
Come on.
So you're eliminating 1920, though.
Oh, God.
Hey, there's not a Wild Turkey under one of these, so come on.
Well, I don't. Okay, so wait a minute. If you go to Wild Turkey, right? If you pick Wild Turkey, name a product that's less than 100 proof that's Wild Turkey and that's
Russell's.
Finished, huh?
Oh, that's finished?
Or that's finished, right? So and Russell's 10 is in there, is it not? Russell's 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so Russell's is in that one. So the only one that you don't have is Bottled and Bond.
Yeah.
And name one that's 100 proof.
There's not. It's 101.
That's right. That's the only reason.
I'm
there's
just
probably
saying.
Not, there's a reason there's not a Wild Turkey on that list. It's because they don't make it.
So are we taking out the Russell's single barrel?
Listen.
We have Rare Breed.
I'm okay with putting them both. I mean, I think they're both fantastic pours.
I know. That's what I'm leaning
for. They're different pours.
Yeah,
very much
really,
oh yeah, very much
really
different pours.
I like them both because I brought them both to an annual fishing trip 1 year and they both got
annihilated.
Oh, they probably got smashed. Yeah.
So,
You also have the Yellowstone store picks.
So also, but then we just talked about Maker's Cash Strength and Maker's 46 Cash Strength, right? And then you also have, you could do the Maker's 46 French Oak Cash Strength, but technically it's finished. And then you start, oh my God, where do you go with all this stuff? It's just crazy. Your mind's blown.
I'm going to make a not strong argument, but...
You've never made a good argument in your life, John.
Fuck that, I have. So, thank you, my wife.
If you've been married for longer than 3 months, then you've made a solid argument in your life.
No, yes. He hasn't.
16 years,
he's lost them
bitch.
All. Who am I kidding? All us men lose all the arguments.
Yeah, I never win one.
All right, what's your argument, Johnny? Did you forget? I interrupted him.
Yes.
He's done.
Makers. It was a Maker's argument.
No, it wasn't.
I understand.
It was not
that
a Maker's
ADD.
Argument. He's still...
I do.
Do you want to read off
make
what
an
we have?
Argument for small batch select by Four Roses. I think that is a bougier bottle, and a lot of people go for it for that reason.
Is it
over
100 proof, though?
Small batch?
Yeah. Is it really? It's on the 107
They trick you with the bottle.
Yes.
They do, because it's not a good pour.
And I think that...
Well,
It's an okay pour.
It's an okay pour. Yeah,
it's not a great pour. It's an okay pour.
Yeah, that.
For what it is and the price, it's not bad.
if I'd rather have regular small batch than small batch select.
Okay, I'm going to go back to it, and I have a ton of Starlights, but I bought, when I was first getting into bourbon, I bought a bottled and bond Starlight, and then I bought this Four Roses bottle, and I was like, they freaking tricked me. I was like, I don't know that the bottle represented the flavor that was in the bottle compared to other Four Roses that I had.
It's a beautiful bottle, and the bourbon is a little lackluster.
Great description. Great summation.
All right. Where, how many do we even have, Jared? We have to have more than five.
I only show five.
Really?
We have Bardstown Discovery, yeah. Knob Creek Single Barrel, Chattanooga, Old Granddad, and Rare Breed.
You're right.
It's the only ones we've all agreed on.
Did we not say Old Forester 1920? Did we not?
No, we haven't.
We hadn't officially agreed on it yet.
So do we need to have Bullet represented? They're not going to make it anywhere else.
No, they're not. It's good, but I don't know how readily available it is.
Good, but...
And I don't know if it's going to make it out of the first round.
Listen, we're blinding. You don't know, dude.
You never know. I mean, love the Bullet Rye. Don't get me wrong.
When you're blinding stuff, I mean...
I mean, I would rather see Filmland in there before Bullet.
Not readily available.
Nope.
It's readily available here. You're not gonna. It's only distributed in like 9 states.
Yeah, it's going to be harder.
So we've got 41 states that are going to be like, what's Filmland?
Right.
Okay, so we'll lose that one.
What about
is that the series that looks like the moving pictures from the 50s?
Yes.
Yes, those are awesome.
Yes, but not necessarily.
I think Still Austin's going to be very similar. I don't think they're fully.
I agree.
I don't think they're fully distributed.
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking on.
All right. I had the same thought, Carl, putting them on there.
So add Jack Daniel's Barrel Proof. I think since we're at 5, right? You're going to add that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bullet. So do we want any Lux Row on there then?
I mean, I'm okay with Old Ezra or
Old Ezra 7.
Rebel Yell Cash Strength.
Well, then
Yellowstone Cash Strength.
Yellowstone also sort of falls under that to a certain degree.
That's true. I think Yellowstone will stand out. I think it's got just enough of that funky taste because of the small barrels that I think it will stand out. I'm not saying it won't win a blind.
Well, it's depending on which proof I think we're going to go with.
Well, it has to be over 100.
Well, all the single barrels are 102, 109, and what, 118?
And something like that, yeah.
Something to that effect.
Sorry, that was bound to happen. I was going to stand up for the Yellowstone as well, in all honesty. I was going to throw a bone in that fight.
Listen, I'm not opposed to it. I'm just asking a question.
I would go for Yellowstone being on the list.
All right, it's in. I'm not a dictator. I mean, I know what you think I am, but
first Yellowstone I bought was Westport Whiskey and Wine store pick, and it was fire.
Yeah, listen, I think it's fantastic bourbon. I just they age in smaller barrels, mm-hmm. So therefore a lot of times they come off with a little bit more like oomph, you know, to them. So
I think Discovery can too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think this series is just going to be tough. Out there.
This is the first time Barbara's been held out. Go ahead, Barbara, get in.
Shut up. I really, really want to fight for the Old Foe 1920. I think it is just a very, very solid pour. I think it is very, very rarely available. And I think it just needs to be in there.
I don't disagree.
I could go with that.
Well, we knew that. You love the Old Foe.
I could go with that. I'm a big Old Foe fan.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Fine.
Are we getting a...
Can you spell advocate?
Nope. A-D-V-O-C-A-T, bitch.
Okay, I'm going to let him stay.
Dang.
Suck it. I can spell, motherfucker. Sorry. Are
Great.
We
now
getting a little too...
Explicit lyrics on this. Just kidding.
Are we getting a little too fanboy with any of... Not just OFO, but any of these distilleries? Do we give two shits?
I don't think we care.
I don't think we care.
I think as long as it's readily available and Bingo. It's a solid pour and we think it'll do well in the blind.
So
where are we at then? We added Yellowstone. Did we are at 8 if you had 1920? All right, we're done then. The not
rock and roll.
Not bourbon. So that means rye and whiskeys, which
my category.
Is Jack Daniel's in that last one? Did we just pick Jack Daniel's? All right, so
yep, we did.
So we don't necessarily need them in the not bourbon.
No, we don't.
I see two call-outs on the Michters right away.
All right.
I mean, you've got the American and the rye.
Yep.
Me, personally, if I was picking only one, it would be the rye.
I agree. I'm with that.
Even though I love Michters American, yeah. It's just the American whiskey is just so smooth. It's so subtle. It's just
that
got
rye
so
is
many.
Just,
it is, but
I mean,
the rye
it
is fantastic.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
And for the
absolutely.
Price and the availability.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yeah, the price, I mean, they're $55. Let's be honest.
Really?
They're all 50, well, 50 my, to 55.
My pain threshold is about 73.
Oh, your pain threshold is 73? That's where you start hurting to pay for bourbon is 73.
No, that's not where I start
that's
hurting.
A very,
it's just like for regular
number.
Store regular store bourbon.
All right, fair enough.
I'm having a conflict with one of these potential categories.
All right.
Get in.
Do
get
I go with Wild Turkey Rare Breed Rye or the Wild Turkey 101 Rye?
That's not a competition. Rare Breed Rye all day.
Absolutely.
Or the Russell's Reserve Rye.
Now, see, I was going to say Russell's
okay.
Reserve Single
if we're
Barrel
throwing
Rye.
Russell's Reserve is great.
I think the Russell's Reserve Rye is the one I would pick if I was going to throw one in. Yeah, that's just okay. My humble opinion. My opinion is...
I'm absolutely with you.
My opinion is not worth any more than anybody else's at this table.
As long as it's one of those two, I don't care.
I think you've already got one Rare Breed in. I think Rare Breed Rye, as good as it is, I think proof-wise, it will stand out too much.
That and... the price point on it's now 70.
We got a category that's full of anywhere from 60 to $130 stuff. So,
yeah.
Not really worried about
I
the
price. I was trying to bring this one back down.
I appreciate your thought process, but I think Russell's Reserve Rye, the single barrel, what is it, 6 years, the green label? I think that's the right route. That's just my humble opinion.
Do we think the Bardstown Origins Rye is going to stand up to any of these?
No.
Nope.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
No, I don't think so. Bullet Rye will, though. Bullet Ryes are solid.
They are a solid pour. Absolutely.
Crown Royal Black.
That was a Nick thing. He's not here to argue for it, so.
All right, we'll let a significant hold other. Hold your horses. Okay, so I am here for that. That being said, we have a lot.
Do you have a bottle of it?
More than likely, but I don't know where. I'm sure we probably do.
I was like, let me try this to see if it even belongs in this.
But that being said, for the most part, this category is almost all rye. It almost makes sense to throw in something completely different.
It just says not bourbon. It doesn't say that
we don't have any
be,
Canadians, I
it
guess.
It doesn't
in
say
this.
It has to be. It doesn't
well,
have to
I
be
understand
whiskey.
That, but what I'm saying is it would be something that was a completely different profile than anything
so
else we got.
So then the next question is when we're blinding it, do you think you're going to be able to tell the difference? Like, is it going to stand out so much that it's going to mess up the blind?
I don't really think it will.
It's Canadian whiskey.
It doesn't mean shit.
It's 99.1 corn. You don't think that's not going to stand out against a bunch of ryes?
Keep in mind, there are that many people that have different profiles. You have to keep everybody in mind.
Okay. We don't even have a light whiskey in this thing.
Shut up.
Yeah, when you're looking at them on the street, they don't stand out.
Exactly.
As actors, they do. They got the best ones, man.
What are you talking about? They have egg-shaped heads that flap around.
Blame Canada.
Wow, dude.
Blame Canada.
All right. Anyway, Barbara, I love you. I love Nick. We love the fact that
fine,
you...
fine. Whatever.
I don't think anybody agrees with the two of you at this point.
But...
Bite me.
Redwood Empire Lost Monarch. Very delicious pour.
I mean,
are
listen...
Are you going to crush Barbara's...
No. Complete so listen, Redwood Empire, I'm okay with one of those going in. Lost Monarch.
I think Lost Monarch.
Lost Monarch is the one that stays, though.
Yeah.
Is it 55, 55 bucks?
Isn't
it
that
is finished?
Finished.
Isn't it finished?
Isn't it finished, though?
I think it's behind you somewhere.
I think it's in the wrong category.
Yeah, it's right
the
behind the Mountain Dew.
Crap.
Mount Me. That's what my wife
no,
calls me,
just
Mountain
a
Dew.
Blend.
I think it's just a blend.
Mount Me and Dew Me,
it's
right?
It's a blend.
It's just a blend? Right?
I don't know what it's a blend of, but I think it's just a blend.
All right, good deal. All right, let's end.
There may be bourbon in that blend. We don't know.
Redwood
rye
Empire.
Whiskeys.
There you go.
Even though right. I put this on here, I'm going to take the whistle pig off this. Just
by the way,
I don't think anybody's going to...
Has anybody tried this Old Carter yet?
Yes, it's delicious.
Oh my goodness gracious, it's a
chocolate
dive
chip cookie dough.
I'm still trying to decide whether it's... Because it says distilled in Kentucky, so it's probably either Barton or Heaven Hill, but I really... I mean,
chocolate chip. Cookie dough is what I get.
Chocolate chip cookie dough? Are you out of your mind?
Well,
I'm
we
not
knew
with
that.
Him.
That being said, he does have a relatively newborn, and his nose may be out of
He did take a
practice.
Nice dump earlier that I had to clean up, so.
I mean, dude, this is just like saying. A straight up caramel bomb. It's got some nice leather.
Yeah.
It's got some vanilla in there.
A little bit of vanilla, yep.
I get the chocolate chip cookie dough more on the nose in my defense. Yes, I did completely stutter that, but it does.
Okay.
It was chocolate chip cookie dough as well.
Okay, enough with the chocolate chip.
All right, take
dough.
Woodford Double Oaked off.
Chocolate chip cookie dough?
Yeah, well, why is Woodford Double Oaked on this?
It was in both.
Yeah, because I don't know
technically,
why.
Technically, it's.
So, I.
You're right.
Yeah, why is it not finished? It, you if put it's this already in the together. Finished, it doesn't need to be on that not bourbon.
All right. So
what about Sazerac Rye?
Has to be on there.
Absolutely.
I will say it. It's
a great mixer.
It's easy to get now, too.
It is so much easier to get now. I say leave it on.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now you got Pikesville Old Foe Rye. And then we've got...
I'm going to be honest. I think we have enough Old Foe. Old Foe Rye just doesn't quite hit as well for me.
Scott's face.
I know, Scott. I know.
I mean,
but I'm just saying, of everything else in there,
I'm not a dictator.
That's not going to be.
His face was a shock and horror.
I know, absolutely.
I think that one has to be in there for like $20-something and to be able to go pick that up literally anywhere.
I mean,
nah.
Old Foe Rye or JD Rye?
They're both Brown-Forman. So the JD Ryes are a little harder to find, but they are delicious.
And probably a little more expensive.
A little bit more. I don't care about price. I care about who can win a blind.
I'm just saying.
I think Old Foe Rye can win a lot of blinds.
I think it can win a lot, but I think JD can win a lot more.
I agree. I think JD would win.
So how many do we have?
Where does Knob Creek Rye fall in there?
So the problem is, when I think of Knob Creek Rye, I think of barrel strength Knob Creek Rye. So I'm thinking 110. That's the sweet spot for those Knob Creeks. That's just I made peanut butter whiskey out of it. I mean, that's how crazy I am for Knob Creek.
That or the double cask?
I'm not a big fan of those. I feel like they're
I've loved them, so.
They're
a limited edition though.
They're a little minty and they're a little earthy.
They are good though.
Yeah, that's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, it's not. Mint's not mine, yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Scott.
No, it's all good. So listen, I'm up. I think Knob Creek single barrel rye goes in. Yeah. That 110, it's a beauty. I'm afraid that the proof wise, it's going to stand out a little bit from the rest of them, but I'm okay. I'll be honest with you. I mean, we've got five. I think Old Foe and Jack Daniel's rye goes in. That gets us to seven, and then you can throw another one in the mix. You got to be on the mic.
Yep. I know. Sorry. Okay. What about Starlight Old Rickhouse Rye? Do you think those are good enough in there, or do you want to take?
So listen, I am a Starlight Rye fan.
I know.
Seth's giving me the shake off.
I mean, I like it. Okay, yeah. And I love Starlight, and I'll toot their horn all day. But for me on this list, Old Foe I think beats it out.
I think we've already added Old Foe.
What about Wilderness Trail?
But I think for this matter,
that's the one I was thinking about was Wilderness Trail.
Yeah, I think Wilderness.
This makes it easy for me to cross off Bullet Rye talking about all these other ones.
I don't disagree.
And Crown Royal Black.
I'm pretty sure Crown Royal disappeared a long time ago.
I mean, she's not wrong. It disappeared when I saw it on the list, but I didn't want to say it until after we heard and argued about it for a little bit.
Well, we got the VDN on there, so does that mean that we have to take off the Starlight Rye?
No. I mean, Starlight can be represented in two categories. Old Foe's in all four.
I think for a tasteable, readily available rye, Starlight smacks up there all day.
Yep.
Is not my favorite rye, but it is readily available and it is tasty.
Do you instead put Pikesville in?
That was my one. I don't like Pikesville.
Pikesville's delicious. Has it been a while since you tried it? Pikesville's are good. Does anybody own a Pikesville, or are we gonna have to go buy one? That's the question. That's the other question. Readily available.
Don't be lazy.
Listen, man. I'm tired, dog. I'm tired. I hate shopping.
Don't be lazy. But this isn't about us. This is about the listeners.
That's true. If so, I go buy a Pikesville.
I would rather see Wilderness Trail.
Wilderness Trail? Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
Are they anywhere else on here?
No. They are not on here.
They're not.
Oh, yeah, Bottle and Bond.
We did the Bottle and Bond.
Bottle and Bond.
Oh, yep. We did. I'm sorry.
Does anybody own one of those?
That's a good question.
The Brocks?
Yes.
You own a Wilderness Trail Bottle and Bond?
You own the Rye.
Rye.
Oh, you own a Rye.
No, we're talking about the Bottle and Bond real quick.
Past that? Okay.
His is a store pick, though. I don't know if that.
Oh, wait a minute! I was thinking. I don't know that maybe.
Sweetheart.
Nothing. Well,
get your thoughts together.
So wait a minute. No, I think whenever I voted for Wilderness Trail early in the Bottle of Bond category, I was thinking like they're single barrels, which are readily available, and then they have.
But you have a Bottle of Bond though.
The black label.
I think it's the black label.
Yeah, like the 110.
But the Bottle of Bond, I don't think I've ever tried it.
That's my point. Like, I don't think I've ever really tried the bottle. I've almost always went barrel strength with
Wilderness
Trail.
Is that a yellow?
So I think we might have to move that out of the Bottled and Bond category and move something else in. So, but Wilderness Trail Rise in. Mark it down.
So that makes eight.
All right.
That's eight. Are we going back? Do we need to go back to Bottled and Bond and revisit it?
Yes, we got to go back to Bottled and Bond and revisit that.
Do you want me to we first go through what picked in the not bourbon, please?
Yes, I got you. Jack Daniel's Rye, Knob Creek Rye Single Barrel, Michter's Rye, Old Forester Rye, Redwood Empire Lost Monarch, Russell's Reserve Rye, Sazerac Rye, Wilderness Trail Rye.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to read back through the list of the Bottled and Bonds and we'll...
So,
is that nine?
We need to go... Is that, I don't know. I didn't count, man. I'm trusting
no,
Jared.
No, that's eight. That's Which eight.
He works in the accounting department. If he can't count that, we got issues.
We good.
The single barrel proof. We have that in under the 100. Gotcha. Or over 100.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, scratch that one off. All right. I'm finding a Jack Daniel's single barrel rye barrel proof. Good luck.
Yeah.
There was one over on the counter, but it's gone.
Yeah, they go quick. I might have a quarter of a bottle left. I opened one and it
who
got
knows
crushed
about us.
All right, so let's revisit over 100 proof real quick. What's in that category?
Real quick question. Phil wants to know, where does Smoke Wagon fall?
Well, it's MGP. It could fall anywhere, but
that's one of his bourbons that he's tried that he really enjoys.
So I will say that. Well, okay. So that listen, he's got a good palate then because MGP is
absolutely
good. That being said, Smoke Wagon is not easy to find.
No.
Not always, at least.
That's what I was trying to tell him on paper.
Yeah.
You have to do a disclaimer cut right here for Phil. Phil doesn't know bourbon, and he's attached at my hip, so...
He's drinking a porter, or was drinking a porter, or a stout, or whatever it was.
He's drinking a bourbon county stout, though.
Here's my thought.
All right.
You guys have argued a lot of 50-50s, right? Like, pit this one against that one. My thing is, I've tried almost every bottle that's been through Seth's hands, and I've liked... Maybe two of them. Smoke Wagon is the one that I know I recall. I think we should do anything that you have a 50-50 pick on and you're like, but you have them here.
Right.
Flip the coin, let Phil decide. Blind.
50-50, let Phil decide?
It sounds very, very interesting.
Does sound interesting.
That does.
That being said, let's go back to over 100 proof.
Wilderness Trail.
I'm just kidding. Yes. Over 100 proof. What about it?
What's in that category? What are the eight we have in that?
Bardstown Disco.
Okay.
Chattanooga 111.
Okay.
JD Single Barrel Barrel Proof.
Gotcha.
Knob Creek 120 Single Barrel.
Gotcha.
Old Forester 1920.
Gotcha.
Old Granddad 114.
Gotcha.
Wild Turkey Rare Breed.
Gotcha.
Yellowstone Store Pick. That's a hard category to take any one of those out of.
I know.
That's the problem.
I go back and I think about Wilderness Trail, barrel strength. I mean, you could put the barrel strength weeder or you could put the barrel strength bourbon in there. Both fantastic bourbons.
What are you going to pull
both
out? The Yellowstone?
I mean,
the Knob
Creek? That would be the coin flip.
I mean...
You don't pull out Knob Creek.
I know. I'm just... Those are the only two that I would think to maybe pull out.
That's my point.
I know. I mean, if we want to do this...
Really, there's only one, in my opinion. The problem is that is a Carl and Johnny Tsunami special right there.
Of the Yellowstone?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I mean, if we want to do the Yellowstone, or if we want to do the Phil flips it.
So let's conversate this just for a second before we do this, right? Because we're almost an hour in, so this is gonna be a pain in the ass to already edit.
Sucks for you.
Wilderness Trail barrel strength bourbon, whether it's the high rye or it's the weeder, are fantastic.
I'm not a huge fan of Wilderness Trail, so I'm just you know where I'm at.
Okay.
Okay.
Johnny. Are you still like so stuck on
oh,
Yellowstone?
God, look at you.
And listen, understanding that you
I've made a lot of concessions tonight, I feel like.
Oh my God.
Like at least three that I'm aware of.
I don't think you can spell concession, but go ahead.
I have so you jerk.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you think you really want
to
keep it in?
I would like it to keep in. Yeah.
I'm gonna let you dog stay.
I also know that is coming again from a sentimental place because it was one of the first store picks I ever bought. So
that's fair. All right. Well,
is everybody else 50-50 on it?
What
the between Wilderness Trail and Yellowstone? I mean, I'm 50-50.
I mean, if
I'll
I was
flip a coin,
if I was going to pick one, I would take Wilderness Trail.
Phil can flip the coin.
I think Wilderness Trail will hold up better in a blind than the Yellowstone, only because, like I said, Yellowstones are in smaller barrels.
Does have a funk.
I think there's a funk to it. It will stand out against the rest. Not saying it's not it won't win, because it may be better. Like the single barrel that we pull might be way better than what it ends up against.
Let's just do a coin flip.
Are you sure?
No, we do the Phil Flips It where he samples both of them and then decides.
Do we have both here?
Probably
not. Do you have a Wilderness Trail bourbon?
Probably not.
Over there?
More of a, just a...
Give me a minute and I'll go check.
There's surely a store picker around
it here. It sounds so fun.
While they're looking, let's go back to Bonded.
Okay.
If we pull out of the Bonded, if we pull Wilderness Trail out of the Bonded,
yep.
What is in that list?
We have Cooper's Craft. We have Early Times. We have Evan Williams. We have Four Roses Single Barrel 100, JTS, Old Forester 100, Old Granddad.
So the,
to and me, Wilderness Trail. But.
So to me, that's an easy one. I think you put Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond back in and you take out, or Early Times, and you take out the Wilderness Trail. Because I don't think any of us have drank the Wilderness Trail Bottled and Bond. I honestly don't even know how it ended up in this category. Unless somehow...
The only ones I would personally put into concession for it would be either the Benchmark Bonded or the... really just any of the top three over the Heaven Hill. The Heaven Hill is a heavier price point.
It is a heavier price point.
And some people... I'm not saying but some people do think it's a slightly overrated.
We have JTS Brown already in the Heaven Hill also family.
But the Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is so good, though.
It is, but we have JTS Brown Bottled and Bond.
We do have
that
JTS.
Heaven Hill family. So do you instead not put two bourbons that are in the same family in there? I'm okay either way. I got to be completely honest with you. I just think we have to remove Wilderness Trail. I'm okay with adding Early Times. I'm okay with adding Benchmark Bonded, and I'm okay with adding the Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. I'm okay with
which,
any of those three.
Which of any of those do we think is probably the best one? I mean, again, that's probably what we need to come down to and think about that.
I wouldn't say it would be the Wilderness Trail Rye for me. That would not top my first pick.
We're not talking about Rye anymore, dude.
Or the
Bonded.
Sorry, the Bonded.
Yeah, it's gone. We've already decided that's gone.
We have. Okay.
What we're trying to decide is, do you add in Benchmark Bonded? Do you add in Early Times Bonded? Or do you add in Heaven Hills Bonded?
Don't ask me about Early Times because I am very strongly biased because Brown Foreman sold it, and so I have a slight hatred towards it now. But
I thought it was already in still.
It's one of the best bottled and bond bottles you can buy for the money.
I mean, I haven't tried it since Sazerac bought it, but I'm not gonna.
I mean, I've tried it. It's still good. It's not the same. And sentimental value for me, it's still a Brown Foreman product.
We do have the Early Times in there.
Oh, we do have it in
yes.
there? Oh, well, then we're talking about Benchmark then, or Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond.
Benchmark.
I mean, it's
I vote Benchmark.
Benchmark's delicious.
Benchmark it is.
The Heaven Hill's delicious as well.
That's right, Benchmark.
Just
it's cheaper. We'll go that route. Were you really trying to argue for Heaven Hill?
No, I was just stating facts.
I mean, it's going to be easier. That's the $65 bottled and bond, or $60 bottled and bond. Do you really, I don't know that it's
worth every penny, though, for me.
Oh my God! Now you're coming back in. Why? You 3 seconds ago you didn't have an opinion. You walked away from the mic. What's the deal? Now all of a sudden
my feelings were hurt. You hurt my feelings, Scott.
Why did I hurt your feelings?
Because
why?
Because you were making fun of a bourbon that I liked.
Do you have your feelings journal with you?
Yeah. I don't. I left it in my feelings cave.
We did miss Jack Daniel's bottle.
I got you, Johnny. I got you.
Oh,
that is also in that category.
I'll take JD Bonded.
I'm not going to lie. That being out of those three, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
All right, so we're bringing J.D. Bonded back in.
J.D. Okay. Bonded's back in.
All so, right. Just to run back through the Bonded.
Okay.
Cooper's Craft 100, Early Times Bottled and Bond, Evan Williams Bottled and Bond, Four Roses Single Barrel 100, Jack Daniel's Bonded, JTS Bottled and Bond, Old Forester 100, Old Granddad Bottled and Bond.
All right. So we are done. Now what we need to do is rank them 1 through 8 for the bracket.
Oh,
did we ever decide between Yellowstone and Wilderness?
Johnny's going to be too butthurt if I take Wilderness Trail out and put... yeah, I mean, if I take Yellowstone out and put Wilderness Trail in. So
Don't do it.
His feelings journal will explode tonight.
Good job,
tonight.
John. Way to hold strong.
He'll go home and cry. And then
that's right. I will.
He'll post something on Facebook.
I'll be drinking my Wilderness Trail rye, which is clearly going to be in the top spot. So I'm okay with letting go of the other.
All right, good deal. All right, so now we got to 1 through 8 these, Jared. So
gotcha. Fudge.
So what do we
got?
Can't
we just like spin a wheel and put everyone just randomly?
Do you want to do that?
I would think it would be easier. It's just a complete random.
I tell you what.
Very fun.
We will type all 8 into a randomizer, and we will randomize them, and whatever they come in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we're just going to let it roll.
I love it.
You know what's going to suck, though? Because what's going to happen is Woodford Double Oak is going to be versus 1910 in the first damn round. And I'm
That's plausible.
I'm going to have to kick one of my two favorite bourbons out of that entire category out at the first round. But you know what? For you guys, we're going to do that. That makes this show pretty much over with. Anybody have any comments, concerns, anything else? Any Johnny, do you your panties in a wad about anything else we need to know about, dude?
Nope. It's all resolved, man. Thanks.
What do we want to quickly discuss? Which categories are going up which?
Oh, like, which ones are going against which? Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when it comes to the final four?
Good point.
So I'm going to say, and this is just my humble opinion, you guys can overrule me. Overruled. I like the way you have them set up right now. Bottled and bond versus finished and under 100 proof.
Yeah.
And then the over 100 proof and rye whiskeys, bourbon. Basically.
Yeah. Absolutely. I did that on purpose because
it's kind of...
are higher.
Yeah. Well, and ryes just have a little bit more burn, right? They're going to roll up against a nice high proof bourbon.
Well, even if you look at the price point standings, the first two are sort of the cheaper end. Then you get to the more expensive two.
I mean...
Well, I'm just looking at you. You got Early Times, Bottled and Bond, and you're going to put that up against... The Knob Creek Rye Single Barrel. I don't think that works very well.
It won't. It won't until the championship. So, yeah. I mean, I think the way that they're matched up right now, where you will have the Bottled and Bonds versus under the 100 proof for the finished stuff, which right now, based on what finished stuff we've talked about, only the Starlight VDN would be something that's over 100 proof in that setup. And then everything else is just kind of, you know, there, right? And they don't drink. They don't drink to proof anyway. So.
No, they don't. No. Nope.
And then the over 100 proof. I mean, I think any decent rye, even though it's not 100 proof necessarily, is going to hold up to any higher proof bourbon.
Yeah, agreed.
For bite. So
you know what I just realized we missed out on?
Who?
New Riff.
I didn't miss out.
As I'm sitting here looking at New Riff.
I thought about it for a while. And
That malted one that they have is very delicious. To me, yes.
The only New Riff I thought of was either the malted rye or what was the other rye?
But is it really going to stand up to any of that stuff in the not bourbon category?
See, and that's going to be a question.
I think it would stand up against a few of them. Absolutely. I think that to me, though, I think it might stand out too much.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, is I think it would be too much.
New Riff has some serious funk on them.
A Chattanooga one's going to stand out a good amount, though, too.
It might.
Yeah, very well could. We never know.
It's sweet.
Things that are coming to my mind as we're sitting here wrapping this up.
That being said, I think we've still got a really, really good solid bracket going here, and that we can easily go off of all of this. And everybody's going to be able to enjoy any and everything that's on these lists.
100%. 100%. So.
Except for Barbara.
Oh, whatever. I'm going to love every single one of them.
Well, so to round out this show, I'm going to go back to Double Trouble over here, and we're going to find out a little bit more about Dynasty since you guys are our official tournament sponsors this year. So what do you all want to tell us about what you guys do, how you do it, all that kind of stuff? Is Phil going to hit the mic or Seth? Seth's getting pointed out real quick.
I get pointed out, so it makes me want to let Phil have a turn at the mic, but tell I don't know. Tell them about just some of the new stuff that we've been working on in terms of how we not only educate our teams, but how do we help our clients in adding extra value to the things that we're going to be offering this year in residential services.
So before you do that, the fact that y'all put LEDs in somebody's floor was cool as hell. Like, I've never seen that done before.
Wait a second. What?
Yeah they That's literally, dope as fuck. They laid LEDs into the thing and then epoxied it like... So, like, literally, it's like it's really super cool.
It was only because he likes bourbon, too.
Yeah, is that why? So you don't really... Is that not a service you offer? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Honestly, that was a really fun floor for us to do, and it was something new to try.
Right.
And we had a really good game plan, and it turned out really well. But, part of that is the entrepreneurial side mixed with the artistic creative side of us, in that we like doing really cool stuff.
Right.
You know, it's fun for us. We like building with our hands. But we'll never do LED lights in a floor ever again, so don't ask us.
Okay.
Will unless you do LED lights in my floor?
Unless you're cool with $30 a square foot.
It gets expensive. Yes.
LEDs are expensive, yeah.
That doesn't sound terrible, actually.
Yeah, you're paying my chiropractor, too. I mean, come on. So Dynasty Epoxy, we started in 2012. We were part of two different groups of people that were national brands, if you will.
went out on our own in 2020, best year ever, and started Dynasty Epoxy. And really, we've just been growing since then. But we have 9 employees. We've been doing it since 2012. And we are heavily focused in the residential setting. So if you have concrete and you need it protected, beautified, or repaired, we got you.
And our joy is that we have learned so much that what we're able to offer people is we're specifying what we believe to be, by years of experience, best for their setting, their application, the thing that they want and need out of a floor.
Right. And you guys can do like all the crazy colors, green, purple, gold, like
not even just colors, but like we can do a lot of different things to concrete to protect it or bring it back to life.
Yep. Like patterns and stuff like that. Yeah. Tie-dye.
I don't know. They could probably do it. I mean, they do some crazy stuff. I've seen some neat stuff that they've done. You know,
we've done 2 floors that had over 7 colors in the floor.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And I tell you, my favorite thing, even though it's one of those catch-22s because people like think of it being weird or whatever, are like garages. Because like some people are like, oh, I love that. I love the way it looks. And then some dudes, like when you say, oh, man, I just had my garage done with epoxy, like, why would you do that? It's a garage, dude. It's just literally just you just
gonna get dirty. I love epoxy floors and garages.
I think it's brilliant. Hey, it's slip resistant, right? Like you're not gonna have as many issues or problems and stuff like that. But I think aesthetically, it's just really really pleasing.
And you get, you know, people like me use their garage as an extension of their home. So you get a party, you got people coming over, and people are like overflow. Well, if your garage floor has epoxy on it. I do a big like crawfish boil every year. That stuff stinks. It's like hard to get out of concrete, the odor, if you just had concrete. But on my floor, I just come out there with a little bit of water, 5-gallon bucket, some soap, and a squeegee, and I'm clean in like 5 minutes.
There you go. So
I hear we're all invited to this crawfish boil next time.
That's what I heard. Agreed. I'm like, oh, hi. Like,
that's what I heard too.
Hey, 2025, we're blowing it out. 2025, out at the property, we're by Huber's. You guys are all invited. Anybody is welcome. But 2025, hopefully we'll have a house by then built, and we won't be at the mother-in-law's anymore because we're not doing it this summer.
Okay.
We're doing it at Phil's instead.
That's right.
Right.
Sounds like we have the equipment. We just don't have a location, so.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, well, guys, thank you so much for sponsoring the Naughton Tournament of 32 whiskeys or / bourbon / whatever we just came up with. I'm not 100% certain. You know what?
Armagnac?
You know,
Armagnac's good.
Listen, I love some yaks. I love cognacs and Armagnacs. Maybe there's a future little series here coming up.
Let's do a tournament of like 16 of just not whiskey. Period.
Rando rums.
Rum.
Ooh, a 15-year-old rum.
Saison beer.
Tequila. So you could probably do some. The tequilas would definitely stand out.
La Reserva de Familia from Cuervo. Dude, just had some of that.
Oh. No. I think we're all going to end up on the floor after this.
One potato, two anything potato, but three vodka, potato, four.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Anything but vodka.
Vodka. Anyway,
maybe not gin.
Ah, my babushka.
Oh, and gin. Please, no gin.
See, that would be my no gin.
Gin makes you sin.
Yeah. I've had some gin incidents in my life. We'll just put it that way.
All right, Sherry.
You ain't lying. So, anyway, that is our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. You can also hit the subscribe button, whether you're listening to on iTunes, my favorite, Spotify. You know, you can find us anywhere where any kind of podcasts are linked. This is Scott, Johnny Tsunami, Barbara, Jared, Carl, and the evil twins, Phil and Seth, signing off. Peace out.
See you.
Peace out. Prost.
Absolutely.